Tá mis kennir gon, so eitur go Joey, eller ja, ikki sjó. Jo, Joey kona, ja, de Atle. Og hennar dóttir sum 6 ár sum eitur Lilja. Joey hon er í Singapore og eg skal vera kvalpa. Ja, fyrst alt nú takka fyrir forbøn og funja, og kissa stóð við stóval um sorgan. Meg er vekkur sér, trúja mannan nei. Takk fyrir. Og mögulegan að sleppa sér frá og upplivingun. Ja, PowerPoint, ta chamber. Men jeg vil lette ut ved at jeg har stått år fra Ephesus 2. Ja, og lese fra det første 20 versene. Eisen tikkon, her han gjørs livande, tikkon som de var i misbrotten og synden tikkere. Som tid av vår livte, og i etter tøye andan og hesen heime, etter høvdingen og iver hervalden luftene andan, som nu virker i bøtten overlytningsins. Middelen tæra var vid eisen i av vår, og livte i kjønten holds okkara, kjøyte te, som holdte og hoksane vilt, og vår av naturen bød reiner eins og hin. Men god som ryker i miskun her for mykla kærlega sin skuld, som han elskar i okkara vi, Eisen tar vid vår dag i misbrot nokka, kjørst okka livande vi kristse, en nage er ditt frelst. Og reist okka opp vi honom, og sett okka vi honom i himmelska heimen, vi kristi jesse, for han i koman tugen kunde vysa, kos og metliga ryk nage hans er, vi goske mot okka i kristi jesse, tog en nage er ditt frelst vi trygg, og det er ikkje av tikkun sjolvon, det er gava gods, ikkje av verskon, for ånden skal rosa seg, Så vi vet att mycket hans här skapt i Kristi Jesu till gåverk som god fram och undan har lagt till rejer att vi skulle leva i tajman. Ja, då vi läser hese versen här på ett, första versen, så är hon att stäcka av. Då är Paulus som skriver här att vi är dig och missbrott och synd några. Han säger inte att det var sjuk, eller stryast, eller näka annat. Men han skriver dig. Och jag vill veta att det här som är däckt, det är inte livande att. Och här minner mig att hur långt jag har varit borste för gode, utan Kristus. Och jag levde för tappt en hemme, och levde efter hållde någon, och ägna listan, djuntan. Og vi rikker bare langt og langt vekk fra god. Men min mæsning er at jeg har øye nok å være takksamme for det. Vi har haft en fremmedkjørighet. Jeg har vært oppvoksen og gjerne tryggvandt i hjemme. Jeg har foreldre mine har vært med fremfor herren. Og gå hørst til en gjelig fra Ratsbein, ja. Og så hva som heter jeg år, så er heller ikke nok. Det er frelsøkene ikke, men det var vært mer personlig, for han nok var ringen i hesten hjemme nå, som Paulus vil skrive her i vers 3. men takk for god at Jeg vil samføre med hjertet at jeg er bruk for en frelsere og kunne tekkes av seg selv. Og ta i hoks med Gud, han vil være først med fra deg og til liv. Han gjør det som er dekt, gjør det livet til at. Og ta i hoks med det, så en som ringte at ikke minnes deg som ikke kjenner Jesus. Japan, som har vært, her bygget 160 millioner folk. Og største parten av dem kjenner ikke Jesus til øyne for. Og det kan gå en myskre. Ja, kjenner ikke Jesus. Japan er et øyne pent land, velkipa, fria lott og nok folk. Men det är så antalliga steindeigt. Jag tror att det kan inte vara i Prussia, Bära, Japan, men det kan vara ett land i heimen. Och hur kan det här? Fortälla dem utan att hur kan ni höra utan att fortälla dem? Vånande så rör det här akkurat och jag kan själva att jag kan kvälja akkurat så kan jag röka ut till människor som inte känner Jesus. Onkel har sagt det nog så genialt allt det att det är fem evangelier, Matteus, Markus, Lukas, Johannes och så två. De flesta till dessa inte till fyra första evangelierna. Men till dessa också hur jag vill leva, hur jag möta människor och dagliga dagar, hur jag vill er mitt några medborgare. Det här kan få att jag läsa evangelierna. Ja. Och det som är i vers 4 kommer till ordet män, men god. Och här bryts allt. Allt vi har väntat högt, vi får för vånlösa till Guds frälsebärsk. Men god som ryker i miskon, hur mycket att köka sig en skuld som han älskar och vi. Han ryker i miskon. Och jag syns i sanchen och obröjtelig kärlek i herrans. Han snar i ångan till bursfattla kan. Hon är nödskvän av morgon. Står i din trofest, jag god. Att jag är sorgar i sanchen. Kapitel 3. Och först kunde jag att det är nöj i herrans. Att det inte är ut vid åkon. Hon är inte upp igen. Hon är nödskvän av morgon. Står i din trofest. I dag med det gott till enskje omsättningarna av hans versen och här gör det så lös. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God, han är inte bara nog av miskon, men han är rik i miskon till ögon. Han är våra vån och våra heimsens frälsare. Ikke okra styrke, okra han som er sjolvån, og ikke okra vers, men alt er nøye gods. Og i vers 5, så kommer vi alltid til vår dag. Paulus skriver, eisen tar vi vår dag i misbrøten okra, kjøy tjøk og livande, kus er nøye er ditt frelst. Han tok okra ur dag i annan, og gav okra liv. Og ikke bare til, vi ser vers 6, leser vi, han reist seg opp i hånden, sett okra i himmelska heimen i krysset, og hvis det er jo synden okra, og hvis det er ikke bjøa. Men nå er det bøttgods, og hvis det er sett okra avlid av han, og hvis det er Jesus, og i den himmelske heimen, og hvis det er ikke plass sammen i hånden. Og en kan huske, altså, hvor lekker god sånn nok i øynene? Altså, og det er bare dust i hans heimen, faktisk. Altså, dette universet er så størst. Men i vers 6 tar fokus så fokus vi på det. För han och henne kommande tojen kunde visa kusse och mäta det rygg nöj han säger vi goske mot jakon i kus Jesus. Vi alla över kommer att gå i vittne om kusse står i nöj goske god där. Och vi tis nu grövne till trone gods. Och ja, og begynt over deg, og nå er det sett vi krysser ut i himmelske heim. Ja, nå er det så løs at vi kommer til siste versen i Hebbeint, og det är kanske de mest kända versene i dessa kapitlen som ofta vi kipar till. Och typ tror jag en egen person då för mig och Joey. Ja, også, jeg har også noen kjensler til at jeg er helt galt. men ja, ja, jeg er mynt til at nå er kjøtt. Jeg tror ikke jeg at Joey blir gift, og hvor er det jo også mye versene? Til tror jeg at jeg har stått en tøtning for dere, for dere tjener band. Da var jeg Joey for dere at jeg ble gift, så tok dere hese versene til dere. Og yngst at jeg skulle være grunnsteiner under akkurat tjunarband. Og akkurat felagsvisjon for livet som også bytter seg med. Sjåan heter alt en firmynd. Og man røyner til beste firmynd som man kan ha livet opp til det. Og eisen tar livet hardt. Ja, jeg leser de 31. versene. Til jeg nager til frelse ved trygg og til jeg ikke har tikkun sjolvan til gava gods, ikke av verskun, for ånden skal råsa seg. Og innsi okra lui, okra heim, okra lui skulle endurspegle hese versene, at vi alt vi skulle minnas til at vi er nøy og gøy frelst, ikke av okra verskun. Og innsi bitt jeg lui saman, her ånden skal gå opp nu i hese heimun, for teach og eier vekk av Guds endelig snøy. Til nøy hans en gava, which never kan arbeide for. Og så siste verset. Og hver smøy hans er, skapte Kristi Jesu gåverk som Gud fra munden, hev lagt til reier at vi skal leve i timen. Så og hver bøn er at, Gud, altså, og hver tjona bandet, at hun gjør gåverk for tje, og ære tje ved tjengen tje. Og heim ved et sted, her nøy i tvinn kan være utøkjelig. Ikke bare noe å snakke om. Og gjøre på unge måter fullkommen. Men, at tvinn nøy er så innsikker at vi er brukt av det her. Og det er viktig å minnes at dere er eisende skapt til å gjøre godverk. Det er god til å lage det frem og undan för jag. Så ja, Joey är så kär till oss det och vi hälsar till henne i systrar och spurte Hattler i Kina om det här bruk för jag. Och ja, det här är det. Men vi visste inte vad för att göra akkurat, men finnst vi tøk, og så separøyna hva god hei for åkne i Japan. Ja. Som sagt, like Arne Joey kan fortelle hva er gjørst i Japan, så du kan nevne han sinti av informasjonen om Japan. Det er 126 millioner folk i Japan, og det er størst land, til 3000 kilometer langt, i Norge og Sover. Og man sier jo det at til omlai 0,5% av folkene protestantisk kristen. Dette kan så diskutere rast hvordan man definerer kristen som er ved oss. Men dette er tull fra OMF, Overseas Mission, Missionary Fellowship. Det som heter China Mission. Og kristen kommer først i ferie til Japan i 1594. Vi Francis Xavier, som er Jesusitt troppvare, katolske troppvare. Og nøkker er sættene som er kristne totalt bannaver. Og da er omleir 300 000 kristne i Japan, og til å være hardt forfylt. Og er som kristne i Japan, til å være folket har eldest øyelig av kjøtt, og man vant der i Art Fetsen holdt truss, tar folk til å falle ved en triing. Og i enden av hesten av hundre enn, så det er ferdig helt. Det er ikke annet henter. Og japanere, atroner i Japan er Shinto og buddhisme. Nog fikk var ungen. For det det syvende år, til å si at det ikke religiøs, men til fjerde i tempel og shrine, som det heter, og lovtek at det høgt og inn det her var. Men til vidt ikke hvor. Så det mer mentan til Taimon enn jeg annet. Og som hekket i korsen her beint, her som det aller reiast av Japan, her bygger 40% av alle folkene. Ja, det nästa 100 miljoner bygger upp här, sådana här linjer. Så det kristna Japan. Det nästan 8000 samkommor. Och till en samkommor för 16000 folk. Och i medel är det 30 folk tillknytt av kvar samkommor. Och i medel, hvis det är gott där, så blir det en döpt till Mare. Men det är inte fler än det blir döpt. Og av timen 25 kommunen i Japan så det 1608 når jeg kan komme. Og man sier til middel 1500-1800 trupper i Japan. Og til det er svært til en trupper per 70,000 japanere. Og samkommelærer, pastorer 50% av evil trusser. Så nok for pastorer, samkommelærer, tar tjene en tar fjers forsvar, så dør jeg der, og så dør samkommelæsen jo ofte. Det er mye alt rundt av samkommelæsen i høver, han er forsvar. Så ja. Joey, hun kommer av til jeg mer.
Yeah, hi. So Atla was saying a little bit about what they believe in. So Shintoism is basically they believe that God is everywhere. So kind of not so different, but they believe that there is a God in everything. But this one you see here, I think it's a more Buddhist temple where there are many idols. And they give offerings to them. People come to pray. We visited so many because that when you go to a place, that's normally where you will visit, just because it's actually quite beautiful. But it's just very sad to see that that's where people put their faith. And here you can see like where people write like their prayers and wishes, and they will, pray that God would grant these wishes to them. I had a photo that's kind of missing. Here, fortune telling is very very popular because people are uncertain about their future. They don't know what's going to be. So when you go to like one place we went in Yokohama, there are just rows and rows of these fortune telling stalls, and you can pay quite a lot just to have them read your palm, tell you your future. And then this paper here, my cousin, she's not a believer, so she also went to the temple and she got this paper that. Basically, you shake something and something falls out, and then you're like, "Oh, so this paper is gonna this is your future." So you can see that people go to the temple to seek some kind of assurance. They have a lot of fear in them. They're not certain what's gonna happen in the future. I think that's the reality for many of the non-believers. I think people just. Are really missing out on this hope that we have. Yes. If you don't know a lot about Japan, I really recommend this Rental Family. It's a new movie, but it's very good because it shows that in Japan, you basically can rent anything. With money, if you're willing to pay, you can get anything you want. And this includes, you can rent a friend, you can rent a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, a father. You can rent anything. You can rent somebody to give you a shoulder to cry on. It's a really transactional society. And it's because people are so, there are so many people and they have so much social rules and they cannot really freely express their feelings very much. It's not very encouraged to, you know, be yourself. You should just be like everyone else. In that way, people are very suppressed in their feelings. So sometimes instead of going to their maybe closest family or friends, you know, they would rather pay someone who is a complete stranger. Then they can actually, you know, be themselves, because there's too much restrictions in their real relationships. So it's a pretty stressful society, you can imagine. And as we know, inflation is really high, and for them, their salary hasn't really grown for the last 20 years, but things have been becoming more expensive. So living cost is a very big stress, and people work really long hours. Like we know, the Japan salary man like goes home at 11, leaves home again at 7. That's the life of a usual worker. And many families either have both working parents who hardly see their kids, or a mom who's home but hardly sees her husband. So, you know, it's a really, very different society from here. And with all these, suicide rates are very high as well. Every other day you will hear the train announcement that, oh, there is like some accident or injury on the tracks. That means somebody killed themselves on the tracks. So it's a very high stress society. So in the context of all these, we're so grateful that God has put his people to be the light in this darkness. It's difficult to imagine being a Christian here. And it started, of course, they are not the only church, have to say, but in this neighborhood, they are the only church. And maybe the next one is around like 20 minutes drive away, a very old one, maybe about 100 years old. Yeah, but this one is relatively new. It started by Kadotani Senses, the two elderly couple here, which are Shino's parents. They started it 20 years ago. And so they bought this house in this quiet neighborhood, which is kind of middle income and many elderly people, but also more and more young families, because it's relatively near to Tokyo, but not as crowded and crazy as Tokyo. It's like a quiet neighborhood. And initially, they had the cross there. It was littered up at night, and people would complain because they are just residents, you know, neighbors. And obviously, many of them are not Christians, and they're like, why is there suddenly a church like here? So they were at first kind of very not really liking it. But thank God that they have not made any more complaints than that. So like Sunday morning worships and everything, no problem. And they have also gotten to know the neighbors very well over the years. Many have at least come to their church once to have a look. Some have become more regular. So God has really placed them as a shining light in this community. And now they have around maybe 30-ish regular church members, including children. There are also two other missionaries other than Hatla and Shino. There's one from the Philippines. Her name is Jonah. She's been there like 6 years now. And there's another from America called Alana, who, yeah, has been there for like about a year. Whoop. Next. Sorry. Yeah, so when we went, we really wanted to use the time to build relationships, to care for the local missionaries, which is Heartland Shino, and they have 4 kids, and I really kind of have a heart with the 3 older ones. They are 16, 14, and 13, 12, kind of, yeah. So, and then Lilia was playing a lot with the youngest one, Rio. So I think it's really nice that we can have fellowship together. And Hathler and Atler could speak Faroese together. Even though everyone calls them the same name, Hathler, Atler, like nobody knows who they are calling. And then, you know, we just want to do what they do. And also, of course, renovate the church facilities because it's a small church. They don't have much funding. And OM cannot, like, send, like, a whole team there to do, like, a project when it's just, like, fixing a fence and, you know, small renovations. So it's great that Atla could go to help with that. And then we also wanted to know where God is leading us from here. And then, so some of the church ministries are Sunday service, of course, Bible study groups for different groups. Like they have the elderly Bible study, they have mama cafes for the stay-home moms, they have English cafes for people who want to practice speaking English. So, they're not really all Bible study group, but every time they will always share a word from the Bible. Yeah. There we also have the youth ministry, which is really just Hatler's 3 kids. But it was fun. We could hang out together. They could speak some English because the oldest daughter, she actually grew up in Africa as well when Hatler and Shino were there for a few years. So, yeah, so anyway, more photos. This is the Mama's Cafe. Really interesting. You know, some of them have been coming for some time, maybe 2 years. They are very curious about the Bible. They don't mind that you share the word. Sometimes they ask very good questions, like, does God forgive, like, Hitler? You know, something like that, really questions. And I think it's really great to see that they are very open. Yeah, they might not seem open at the start, but like as relationships take time to build and trust takes time to build, this ministry that Hathler and Shino and the missionaries are running is really a very slow labor. Like it's not going to be like, oh, do you want to believe in Jesus? All right, come, let's pray. It's more like they're going to take forever. It's a very slow growing seed. So we can really pray for them. It's amazing. Like this lady with this purple jacket and long hair, she's like, she's a champion in the claw machine. she spends hours in the arcade every day on the claw machine. She's a pro, but she's so addicted to it. You know, and you know, her life is pretty interesting, but she's not really very much accepted by other Japanese because they think she's weird. But when she comes here and she you know gets to be friends with everyone who is in this mama cafe, you know, she comes super regularly. I really pray that God would also one day change her life so that she knows she don't have to, you know, find comfort in the claw machine, but like in God himself. So some pictures of the renovation work. That one is how it looked like before when we just arrived. There's a big shed there, a dying garden. It's like a little nice outdoor garden. But they don't really quite know what to do. And they just know they want to extend it a little bit out so that, because the weather is always so good there, they can sit outside. So that's the plan. And then they started with the works. And like even the very old pastor, he's in his 80s, he still comes to help or to supervise the work. It was really good. And thank God also for like neighbors who, and not neighbors, but like people who just come and help along the way. And we also renovated one of their rooms, which they use for hosting guests. It's very old, they never renovated since they moved in. So they always have like missionaries or, you know, teams coming. So they wanted to renovate the room. So yeah, it looks nice and everything. So we also helped in that. And also the fence Adler replaced together with Hadler. Yeah, so just everyone that was involved, it was quite nice. And now it's a finish, and people can enjoy like the sun. I think they had a grill party recently, so it's super nice. And I think Hadler and Sheena always talk about that the church is always looking so exclusive because everything happens in the house. But they really hope that by being outside more, the neighbors who are going around, walking by, cars driving by, they can see, hey, what's happening here, you know? People are enjoying themselves. They're having fun. So maybe I want to join too, you know? So making it more visible for people, not like, oh, what do people do inside this little house, right? So they hope to really open up their doors and make it seen. This is, like I mentioned, evangelistic activities. This is the English Cafe. There are pretty many regulars. And there's also English class for elementary school students. They come every week. It's only 45 minutes. We teach them English. We talk about the Bible for 5 minutes. And then that's kind of, that she know telling them like the meaning of Easter, for example. And then we have an Easter egg hunt, something. And then there are also some other community activities for the kids who don't have parents at home after school. They don't really have SFO like here, not so common. So many just go home and they're home alone until like 7 when their parents come home. So sometimes they have these community halls once a week where the kids can come, hang out, play board games. That's also what Hadler and Sheena are part of. And the community hall is just next to the church. So that's kind of the church lunch after. This was the farewell lunch for us. And yeah, you can see this is where they have their service, but this is also where they have their lunch. So it can be quite crowded, so it's really nice to have the open space again. So once again, maybe just to talk a bit more about Japan's needs. Sorry, I'm talking for so long. Christianity is still like a Western religion to them, to many people. And to them, they hold on very tightly to their tradition because they believe that's what makes them Japanese. And if you, you know, move away from Shintoism or Buddhism, you are like abandoning your roots. And that's like very serious. You should always be loyal. So they also have ancestral worship. So where you worship your dead family for generations. Some people worry if they become Christian, then no one's going to worship their dead grandparents, great-grandparents, and like that's a betrayal to the family. And that it's very serious in the honor and shame society, because it's about like protecting the honor of your family. So we really pray that God would change their hearts, and also a lot of religious rituals, people still do it a lot. They maybe don't know what it means, but it's part of tradition. It doesn't really give them much hope, but they do it out of fear. If they don't do it, what if they don't do it, and then the gods get angry, and then something bad gonna happen? So a lot of out of fear. And I think that's such a great contrast with the faith that we know. Like we talk about that grace is a gift, it's for free, and it sets us free. But what they have is very transactional. If I don't do this, if I don't pray, then God will be angry and will do something bad to me. Fear. Yeah. So I think it's really, really, really like precious for us to reflect on that. And Japan's population, Atla already mentioned. And of course Atla talked about, you know, aging pastors as well, not enough young leaders to mentor young people. Actually, like even in the mission field, in the OM team, there's so many, there are not enough young men. So there are a lot of young ladies who give their time to be full-time missionaries, but not enough young men. And we need all kinds of people in the team. So if you do consider, please talk to us. And isolation between people, we already talked about that. And these cults and false teachings is also very, very real. I had a friend, I knew her from in Singapore. She moved to Japan to study, and she accidentally joined a cult-ish kind of Christianity, where it was very systematic kind of control. They want to know everything you were doing. It became really, really frightening. So, but at the same time, they are converting a lot of people, or they are bringing a lot of people to Christ, because they do a lot of street evangelism. They're really good at like going on the streets, talking to people. So every week they have a lot of new people joining, which is amazing. But then when soon they realize that it's really controlling, and you know, people can become even more afraid of Christianity after that. So we really have to pray against all of these. I just want to show you some photos. We don't have to go into the details. Well, yeah. We bake together, we make food together. Next. Yeah. That was Sunday school, and that's Alana, the American missionary. We are very thankful also God provided for us that Lilia could go to the kindergarten within such a short notice. It was a Christian kindergarten as well, where Rio, the youngest son of Hatler and Shino, also goes to. She couldn't understand much. Teachers don't speak English, but she enjoyed it very much. So we are very thankful for that. I also connected again with my university Christian fellowship mentor, who is also there to work with international students in university. So their strategy is to reach Japanese students through their international friends, because internationals are much more open, also English speaking, so they reach the Japanese through them. And in the university, they also engage a lot with God, faith and studies, faith and whatever you study. So she was also invited to like a law lecture, where she gave all the law students the trial of Jesus to assess or to evaluate what they thought about the trial of Jesus. And that really attracted a lot of interesting questions after that among the Japanese law students. So it was a very interesting way of evangelism as well. Yeah, so lastly, I just want to ask that we pray for Hatla and Shino, of course, for Agape Community Church. They recently got ordained as the senior pastors of the church because Shino's parents retired. They retire, but I guess it's like Ursa and Susan, you never really retire from God's work. Yeah, they just tell me the work is just the same. They're just handing the name over, so Hatla and Shino will take more decisions, practical running of the church, but otherwise they're just doing the same thing. So just pray for them and pray for the unity of the Japanese churches. They're not very good at coming together, talking to each other. They are a little bit afraid of stealing other people's sheep, as they call it. But I thought this was such a powerful picture because at their ordination ceremony, the pastors came and prayed for them. So I thought this was so moving. You know, it's kind of rare to see this. Also, Hatla and Shino's two oldest daughters, they went recently to a youth camp where it was organized by, I don't know, some other churches. They were so greatly impacted that they really want to be baptized. So they are going through some baptism classes, but their exams are also very busy. So yeah, just pray for their preparation and their baptism will go smoothly. The testimonies will touch the non-Christian, and they're also going to be baptized at the beach, which apparently is also very uncommon there. Normally, they just get baptized in a tiny pool in church, but they are going to the beach to make it open for all to see. So pray for, you know, really, this is their prayer request that we just asked them. You can see that they really think a lot about the young people because they are the people who will be the next generation of the church, right? And so let's pray for them. Yeah. Shall we end with prayer? Okay. Yeah, I think that's the last slide. And thank you. And let's maybe pray together.